following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
My car stereo does not have that capability, and so the iPod is pretty useless. And it causes me, when I want to take podcasts on the road with me to listen to on the wonderful Southern California freeways, I will burn them to a CD and then bring the CDs with me in the car, put them in the CD changer, and then I have lovely high fidelity sound of these hideously low fidelity podcasts, one in particular called Live It Up. That sounds like it's recorded with a tin can and a string. But it doesn't matter because all you hear is paper being shaken at the microphone and burping and farting. So you really don't want high fidelity in that case. However, one podcast that I listen to and I enjoy exceedingly much is a podcast called...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
One podcast that I listen to and I enjoy exceedingly much.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 746 of the BFO for Monday, the 13th of December, 2010. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. Big Fatty has been to the P.O. box and you ain't gonna believe it. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you, y'all, it is the shortest work week of the year. y'all, I'm a little phlegmy. And y'all, one of the reasons I may be a little phlegmy is... And I'm just going to do a real quick recap of the weekend, y'all, because Friday, y'all, I was off on Friday, and y'all, I did a little running around and checked on a few things and did a little last-minute shopping, and then, y'all, I was back home, and I took a good old nap, and then, y'all... On Saturday, Big Fatty had a gentleman caller. Yes, Big Fatty, we haven't heard about those in a while. Y'all, it was this gentleman caller that I've had over to the Fat Cave before. And y'all, they're all trying to get in here before Straight Bob gets here on Thursday. Because, y'all, you know, there'll be no gentleman callers when Straight Bob is here. And, y'all, then on Sunday, I'm heading out to Hatlanta. But, y'all, he was in here, and it was, I mean, we had a good time, but it was basically a Wham Bam Callahan. And, you know, but it was fun. And so then Saturday night when I did... And, y'all, Granny and Miss Porter weren't there. And, y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. So, anyway, but, y'all, one of the things that I got in the mail on Friday, I'm going to wait and tell you about on a later show. Because, y'all, I have got, yes, Big Friday, you have got business to take care of. But, y'all, by the way, the Saturday scratch-off on the holiday countdown was a candy cane, and y'all, that became candy cane number two, and not a winner yet, Big Fatty, and y'all, then on Sunday, it was a stocking, and y'all, that was the first stocking I had gotten, and y'all, let's just go ahead and scratch off today's for the 13th, y'all, and Monday the 13th. Let's see if it's going to be lucky 13 for us, Big Friday. Y'all, it is a snowman, and not a winner yet, Big Friday, but y'all, let's see if I've already got another snowman. I think I do. Yes, Big Friday, you have two snowmen and two candy canes, And y'all, three snowmen will get me $5,000. Y'all, I'm sure I'll get another one. I'm sure I'll get another one by the time the 25th gets here. Yes, McCready, lovely. But y'all, I don't know why I'm so flimmy. And then y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, and I spent a lot of time over the weekend and on Friday and Saturday and Sunday doing my holiday bacon, y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty always likes to roast his nuts. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And, but y'all, I went out to Patrick, and they weren't out there, and so called Granny on Sunday and said, where were you? Oh, we went out Friday night. Miss Porter had to judge a drag show, and, you know, so anyway. But, y'all, I found out that the Horror Crema Party is going to be this coming Saturday, the 18th. And Straight Bob will just miss it, y'all. I'm sure he'll be heartbroken that he's going to miss out on that. But, y'all, I don't know the details or anything about it. And then, y'all, on Sunday, I started wrapping my presents. And I finished all my holiday baking. Oh, Big Freddy, you're just a happy hooker, homemaker. And anyway, but y'all, over the weekend, let me just say this. Over the week, y'all, that is the saltine crackers and the honey ham and the smoked Gouda cheese. Oh, it's so good. So good. And y'all, I think after I finish this, I'm going to have me a bowl of cereal with some good old cold milk on it. Oh, that sounds delicious. Yes, we're pretty lovely. But y'all, over the weekend, there were a lot of celebration. Well, I tell you what, let's just do this. Y'all, all I can say is, in various years, the second weekend of March, there's a lot of fucking going on. Because, y'all, there were celebrations of exiting the birth canal, three of them that I'm aware of, y'all, on Saturday, was the celebration of poo. Of Mr. Pooh out there in the Everett, Washington. He was on Saturday. He and Piglet, I think Piglet gave him some spanking, Joe, which I hope she did it the right way. But he seemed to think that she knew how to push his button. Ah, bang, I didn't move forward. And y'all, then on Sunday was Joe's birthday. You know Joe from up there in Cola, the other half of Daniel Burr. Biba, Joe had his birthday on Sunday, and y'all, today it is a big old Mexican birthday for the one and only, everybody's favorite Mexican, the Turnip Head. Yes, Brick Buddy, he is up there in the Toronto, Mexico. And y'all, he celebrated all weekend long. Y'all, I read he ate so much that he couldn't even fit into his pants. Big Freddy, he likes to run around with his pants off anyway, dear.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Y'all, I couldn't believe it when I went to the P.O. box. Y'all, there were eight crema cards for Big Fatty. And guess what, y'all? There was a special card addressed to Miss Poodle McNoodle. Ah, Big Fatty, open it. Oh, let's open it. Who is it from? Oh, this is lovely. Oh, it is from that Peter G. out there in the Oaklands. Oh, he is so kind to send a card just to Poodle McNoodle. Oh, it's lovely. It's just lovely. It has a lovely kitty cat on it. And unlike Big Freddy, I just love the kitty cats. And it's the kitty cat, and it's dressed as a little angel. Oh, it's just just lovely, and it's got what's that stuff called? Glitter on it. Oh, dear Gussie, look at this. It says there's magic in the air. Merry Grandma. It says, Dear Miss McNoodle, I know Southern ladies are very sensitive about being called by their first name, so I will call you Miss McNoodle. Oh, that's just lovely. Now I've already read that. So I will call you Miss McNoodle unless you tell me to call you by your given name. Oh, a poodle is lovely also. But Miss McNoodle touches me in those special places. Anyway, since Big Fatty probably would go wild with these California Lotto winnings, I'm sending them to you for you to distribute at your discretion. There are two free tickets plus the big $2 prize. Merry Crimma to you, Miss McNoodle. Love, Peter G. P.S. You both seem to be Southern ladies of a certain age. So are you friends with the skull? What? Well, you had me until you had to bring in the skull, dear Gussie.
Lord of mercy, Poodle McNoodle, he has sent you a cherry twist and a Super 7 and $2. That's lovely. Well, Peter G., Poodle McNoodle is overcome. Just overcome with excitement. Y'all, Poodle McNoodle has never received a card. But anyway, now she has, y'all. It's just unbelievable. But y'all, Big Fatty got cards also. And y'all, I got to tell you, it took Big Fatty 2 trips to the Ford Explosion to load up the sleigh, is all I got to say. Because, y'all, all of my stuff from the Vistaprint came in. Y'all, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all, there are 6 packages for Big Fatty, and then there were, like, 6 Vistaprint packages for Big Fatty. So, anyway, in addition to the cards, and today I'm opening the cards. Yes, Big Fatty, get those cards open. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie, y'all. And, y'all, it is a green card, and it is 2 figurines on a green card wearing Santa caps and the lovely rainbow scarves. And y'all, there's some little Poodle McNoodles on there too. Yes, Big Freddy, those are lovely. Y'all, then on the inside it says BFO, have a truly horrifying holiday and happy new year too. That's a tough word, Big Freddy. Okay. 2 letters and it's T-O. Poor Big Freddy. We love the show and never miss it. KC in Denver. And y'all, then it says Chico and Oreo. Oh, that must be the those are the little puppies. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, thank you, KC. And that's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, don't forget, Big Fatty, we'll be putting up pictures of all the crema cards. They'll be posted at noon tomorrow. And y'all, the next one is from Powder Springs, Georgia. And y'all, there, that means it is from 2 people. That's right. It's got to be from the Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arm. Y'all, it's a snow globe with Rudolph with some packages on him. And it says, Merry Grandma. And it says, and a Happy New Year, too. For all the joy, if we can call it that, you bring a year. Merry Grandma and a very fat new year. Man, you are fine. You are poor Big Fighty. Poor Big Fatty, you are fat. Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arm. Tim, that's just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, the next one
Y'all is from all the way out there in the Seattles, and y'all, there's some sort of war going on the, there's stickers on the front of it. There's some sort of rhinoceros and some sort of thing out on it. I don't know what that is. It's some sort of rhinoceros and some kind of ice man grabbing the rhinoceros. Big Fanny, just open the card! Oh, y'all, it is cupcakes. It is a cupcake and a piece of bacon. And y'all, they're having cocktails together. Yes, Big Fanny, that card was made for you. And y'all, it says on the inside, it's that time of year when Santa unloads his big sack. Volga! Y'all, that's wonderful. Happy holidays indeed, you big fatty XO Eric in the Seattles. Y'all, that is Eric in the Seattles. Y'all, that is the cutest card. That is just as cute as it can be. And y'all, it is from the cakespyshop.com. That's lovely. Eric, thank you so much. Y'all, the next one is from Baltimore, Maryland. And y'all, it's a silver envelope. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, you're not going to believe this card. Y'all, I am not going to get all these open today. I can just see it now. Y'all, on the inside, it is a foil-lined envelope with a fancy, it is a fancy gold pattern on the inside. And y'all, the card on the inside is nothing but gold glitter and an ointment. There's a lovely ointment on the front of it. Y'all, it just sparkles. It just sparkles like there's no tomorrow. And it says, warmest wishes for a happy holiday season, a fat crema, and a horrible new year, BF, from Stevie B. Oh, and from Denny. Oh, that is just lovely. Y'all, that is a beautiful. It's just beautiful. That is just beautiful. And y'all, the next one, y'all, I'm just kind of rushing through these. It's not because I don't care. It's because the time's getting away from me. And y'all, there are six packages here that I'm just not going to get to today. And y'all, the next one is from New York, New York. It's so nice, they named it twice. And y'all, on the front, it's calling Big Fatty's name. It says, ho, ho, ho. And there are three little dancing reindeers on there. And it says, to Big Fatty, wishing you all the bacon grease you deserve. Have a very merry crema and a highly smiley new year. Love, John. Y'all, that is lovely. It is the dancing reindeer on the ho, ho, ho. Oh, John, you're going to get one of the Big Fatty crema cards. Yes, Big Fatty. Move forward. And, y'all, the next one is from Brian and David in Denver. And y'all, oh, it is, oh, dear Gussie, oh, shit. Oh, Big Fatty, you dropped this shit on the ground. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is a flying reindeer. It is a flying reindeer above the happy face moon. It's just beautiful. It's got a little gold over the reindeer, and it says on the inside, wishing you a wonderful holiday season. We hope Santa will treat you and Big Fatty well. Oh! Maybe Santa will leave you and Big Fatty a lovely gentleman caller in your stockings. Oh, y'all, I take it back. Y'all, this is addressed to Poodle McNoodle also. Big Fatty, you opened my card! Y'all, I'm discombobulated. Y'all, I am just discombobulated. Dead gushy, big, y'all, I had, y'all, it's ruined. It is just ruined. Y'all, Poodle, I'm gonna put it back in the envelope. I'm gonna put it back in the envelope. And, Poodle, because y'all, that sentiment wasn't making any sense. Y'all, I'm gonna lick it back up. And Poodle, you're gonna open that on tomorrow's A Little Show.
One podcast that I listen to and I enjoy exceedingly much.
Well, thank you so much, and happy 500th, Hag.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.